Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I had a doorbell camera installed after a string of package robberies and burglaries occurred in my town. Since I received packages fairly often, and my house was on a secluded road with almost half a mile between each neighbor, it seemed like a worthwhile investment for the security of my property. I've seen videos of strange occurrences and people doorbell cameras have captured, but never thought I'd be subjected to anything remotely similar to those compilations I've watched, let alone what would ultimately transpire. I could control my camera and doorbell settings, along with view surveillance footage through the brand's app that also notified me whenever I received a visitor. The doorbell camera detected movement up to the edge of my front yard and sent cell phone notifications if any activity continued longer than 10 seconds. The doorbell camera served its intended purpose over the first few weeks, recording a handful of deliveries I received, the mailman's daily visits, and whenever I entered or exited my house through the front door. The notifications got annoying sometimes, but the peace of mind it gave, allowing me to see who was outside my house before opening the door, made it completely worthwhile. It wasn't until about 3 or 4 months after installing the doorbell camera that I received my first anomaly. I woke up one morning to find a notification from the doorbell camera app which occurred at 1:26 a.m. I would have been awoken by the doorbell if whoever it was had rung it, and initially assumed the camera just detected someone walking their dog or going on a late run moving past my house. Although I live in a rural area and have woods across the street from my home, people occasionally stroll by, but this was the first time I received a notification this late. Intrigued, I opened the app to review the doorbell camera's footage. The infrared vision picked up the figure of a person with long, light hair slowly walking across the edge of my front yard. The person was too far away for me to make out any additional details, but I could tell it was a woman, who stared directly ahead of her as she walked. She moved noticeably slow, pausing every 2 to 3 seconds before taking her next step, which were more so stiff, twitch-like shuffles. At one point, she remained completely motionless for so long I thought the app had frozen, until I caught the reflections of a few bugs darting across the camera. 3 minutes into the video, the woman was no more than a fifth across a section of street in front of my yard. My eyes widened when I glanced at the video's time, which read 23 minutes and 48 seconds. I was already getting unsettled by the footage and slowly dragged my finger across the track to expedite the video. It appeared to just show the woman slowly making her way down the street, never changing her posture or facing my house, and taking those slow, sluggish steps. I was relieved when she finally stepped out of the camera's view, but was left with a deep chill, sensing something about her wasn't right. Thinking it was a one-time instance, I deleted and eventually forgot about the clip. 4 days later, I woke up to another notification occurring at the same time, 1:26 a.m. This video started out like the first, with a woman walking down the street at a snail's pace. A knotty, sinking feeling formed in my stomach upon realizing it was the same woman. Looking down at the video's length, it read 15 minutes and 20 seconds. This time, I watched the whole video. The woman crept down the street in front of my house at an anxiously, unnaturally slow pace, maintaining the same posture and direction she faced. It wasn't until the 8-minute mark when her movements changed. After nudging herself forward about a foot, she stood perfectly still for about 10 to 15 seconds before pivoting 90 degrees to her right and facing my house. Sharp chills ran down my spine as I continued watching. After 2 or 3 minutes, the screen flickered and she reappeared standing in the middle of my lawn before the screen flickered a second time and she returned to my front yard's edge. I couldn't make out any of her facial details, but noticed she was wearing a light-coloured gown, which was arguably appropriate for the time of year. The most disturbing part about this particular video was how the footage ended. It literally went black as the woman continued facing my house, never showing her leave. I tried downplaying it to reasons like a malfunction, and started questioning the doorbell camera's functional integrity. I briefly considered uninstalling the camera, but didn't want to because of these two videos, which merely showed me something that made me feel uneasy. After all, this was the doorbell camera's purpose, to document any movement on or along my property. Then came the third video. It happened over a week after the last one. I woke up later than usual that morning and rushed out of the house so I could get to work on time. When I opened the front door, however, I released a semi-hysterical shriek and stumbled back in my house. The area of my front porch around the door contained large patches of bloody smears and splatter marks, small chunks of skin, and what appeared to be red, fleshy meat, along with a set of red bloody footprints that started at my front door and moved down the stairs, before disappearing on my lawn. I was about to call the police when I saw the doorbell camera's app notification. I felt nauseous upon reading the time. 1:26 a.m. and struggled to control my trembling hands as I reluctantly played the accompanying footage. The video started just like the other two, with the same light-haired woman walking down the street in front of my house at a painstakingly lethargic, snail-like pace. I noticed this video was considerably shorter, lasting only 8 minutes and 9 seconds. The woman crept about a quarter across my front yard before abruptly facing my house. I grew queasy when she did this, getting swiftly consumed by a smothering sense of dread. She stood motionlessly for about a minute before she began moving forward toward my house. My heart started racing as she made these slow, approximate strides, zeroing in on my front porch and appearing to lock eyes on the doorbell camera. I was about to stop watching and delete the footage, until the woman came close enough where I started making out her physical details. She seemed no taller than 5 feet and 8 or 9 inches, was noticeably frail, and looked to be about her early mid-30s. Her skin was wrinkled and blotchy, looking like she hadn't bathed in days and enjoyed constant exposure to the elements. The black and white infrared made it difficult to accurately determine, but the woman's hair looked blonde or bright red. Her hair was bristled and knotty, complementing the light blue or grey gown she wore, which was littered with wrinkles, tears, and stains of different tones and shapes. Her small, round face looked withered and thin, like it aged significantly more than the rest of her body. Her sunken eyes were surrounded by darkened circles and contained a sinister, yet blank, emotionless expression, almost giving off somewhat of a dismal aura. Feeling like she was physically walking up to me as I watched the footage, my whole body shook while the woman walked across my front lawn. I gasped when she reached the foot of my porch stairs and noticed she was holding something in her left hand. A large knife. Unable to look away from my phone, the footage showed her ascend my front porch stairs one at a time, firmly planting both feet on each step before moving onto the next. When the woman finally stepped onto my front porch, she stood close enough where she was 2 or 3 steps from the front door, but far enough where her entire body was within the camera's frame. I still get squeamish whenever I think about the next part of that video. At first, the woman didn't move from her spot and lightly swayed in somewhat of a circular motion. She was staring directly into the camera and appeared to be subtly mumbling something the audio couldn't capture. This continued for another 80 or 90 seconds. My heart leapt when she slowly lifted the knife, pressed the tip into her forehead, and slowly dragged it down her face. My widened, fear-stricken eyes watched in sheer terror and disbelief as the blade sliced her open skin, blood instantly streaking down the woman's face and onto her gown. The knife's tip appeared to sink nearly an inch into her skin when it finally halted at her chin, after which she pulled it out, pressed it against another part of her forehead, and repeated the same motion. Seeming totally unaffected by her self-mutilation, the woman continued staring blankly into the camera, her second cut slicing deeper than the first. She repeated this process 5 times in total, until she brandished 5 deep, linear slices that practically obscured the rest of her facial features. At this point, I was so frightened by the footage that tears were streaking down my eyes, and I fought with every urge in my body to abstain from succumbing to an outright panic attack. After slicing up her face, she took the knife and, in 2 swift motions, stuck the blade 1 to 2 inches in each of her sockets, gouging both eyes and shaking them off the blade. I grimaced upon hearing that sticky plop-like sound each eye made when it smacked against the floor. Having no time to appropriately react as the woman proceeded to start slicing off chunks of her forehead, cheeks and chin, like she was cutting fat off a chicken breast. My nausea peaked when I was becoming extremely lightheaded, convinced I was seconds away from passing out, until she finally lowered the knife at her side and stood motionlessly, her empty bloodied eye sockets still appearing to stare right at the camera. I was now staring at a mangled, semi-featureless hunk of meat that barely resembled a human face. Blood continued spilling from the gapes and gashes this woman carved out, her face and top of her gown completely coated in red, with streaks running down the rest of her top. She didn't move for another minute before her blood-soaked lips parted slightly and emitted a gargled, growled-like croak. I gasped upon hearing the deeply unsettling noise she released, after which the woman slowly pivoted, walked off my front porch, across the yard, and down the street like nothing even happened. The footage stopped as soon as she walked out of view, after which I hastily dropped my phone like it was a red-hot ember and scrambled away from the front door. I contacted the police, who assessed the scene and footage. While the investigator seemed unsettled, she showed no empathy whatsoever and said there wasn't much they could do as of right now, but would reach out with any updates. They did give me contact information to a cleanup crew that would expunge the bloody mess on my front porch, who I called to set up an appointment. The police gave me no peace of mind, and I booked myself a room for a couple of days, having no desire to be anywhere near my house until the cleaning crew arrived. Despite everything that happened, I decided to keep the doorbell camera, figuring it was still better to know what lurked outside that I couldn't physically see. The incident did make me utterly terrified of checking my phone, fearing I would wake up to another 1:26 a.m. notification. The cleaning crew did their job without incident, which I was very satisfied with, since they left no trace of the morbid scene I nearly walked into that fateful morning. Days turned into weeks, and although I managed to get on with my life, that looming anticipatory dread tied to the incident stuck with me. I was always hit with a bout of anxiousness and nausea every time I received any kind of notification, especially from the doorbell camera, regardless of the time. I started leaving my phone at home and would sometimes go for days without checking. It took at least a month of nothing happening and me working up the courage to finally delete the footage before gaining any sense of normalcy, despite the newfound phobia surrounding my phone. The police, who I'm now certain thought I staged the whole ordeal, never followed up with any pertinent developments, and I refrained from telling anyone about the video, unsure how people would react to such a morbid account. About 6 weeks after the last video, I returned home late one night from a friend's house. I left my phone charging at home, but noted it was nearly 4 in the morning when I pulled into my driveway. Intending on having a quick snack before going to bed, I went straight into the kitchen upon entering my house, which was where I left my phone. While preparing some food, I caught my phone's screen lighting up in the corner of my eye. Detaching it from the charger, I scrolled to the notifications I had, which consisted of a few missed calls, text messages, social media notifications, and one from the doorbell camera app. The time read 1:26 a.m. My heart sank and my body broke out in sharp trembles as I gazed at the screen, my thumb shakily hovering over the notification as I slowly exited the kitchen and started pacing while contemplating whether to view the footage. I took short, gasp-like breaths upon opening the notification, feeling perspiration form across my forehead and limbs when the video appeared. I initially canted my head in bewilderment when the still frame only showed my front porch and yard without anyone or thing present. The video was only 4 seconds long, but put me more at enough ease to hit play. It was a brief clip of my front yard with nothing special about it whatsoever. But the camera picked up two words whispered by a raspy female voice. "Look up." Standing in my room's main house, my eyes lifted from the phone screen and settled on the front door. What I saw hit me like a locomotive. A bloody kitchen knife was stabbed directly in the door's center. I quickly recognized it as the same one brandished by the woman. I didn't notice this upon initially entering the house because I shut the door behind me and moved directly into the kitchen. I gasped as my phone slipped through my sweaty fingers and hit the floor, my perspiration and trembles intensifying as I comprehended what I was seeing. I was about to budge, but heard a gargled, croak-like growl come directly behind me, the hot breath of whoever made it striking the back of my neck. This was the last thing I remembered. I woke up on the floor of my main room with a pounding headache and tingling numbness that permeated throughout my body. Although the knife was no longer in the door, I noticed a small slit-like indentation that could have only been made by one. How real was whatever happened to me last night? Who is this woman? What does she want? Why is she doing this to me? These questions flowed through my mind as I searched every inch of my house. While checking my bathroom, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror and froze, completely horrified at the reflection that stared back at me. Running vertically down my face were 5 dark red cuts that I instantly recognized as resembling the ones the woman inflicted to herself in the video. Upon noticing them, they felt unbearable if I so much as touched them or nudged any part of my face. Another day or so passed before the cut marks finally vanished, after which I immediately uninstalled the doorbell camera and app. Although I live in the same house, I still have no answers for the events that happened to me. I don't think that woman, who or whatever she might be, is finished with me, but I feel like I sometimes sense her presence. Ever since the night I blacked out, I find myself sporadically waking up in the middle of the night around 1:26 a.m. I always feel compelled to gaze out my bedroom window, which faces my front yard, but always resist the ominous urge. Sometimes I think I can hear that gargled, croak-like growl, I'll see the shape of a female form in the corner of my eye. I don't know if anyone else out there has endured what I went through, but I hope you can take something away from my experience if you are, or offer any insight on what I should expect if you have.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.